popping? It's Brandon, a.k.a. Brandon, a.k.a. Will Smith from I Am Legend, live in the DealsInTheD.com studios, reminding you of Hall Financial's exclusive new Easy Start program. It's the best offer out there if you're looking to purchase a home, especially for first-time buyers. Easy Start can drop your mortgage rate 2% in the first year of your loan and 1% in the second year, and your rate will not go up with the market. You're locked in. This can save you thousands, and it's worth the call. When interest rates fall, Hall Financial's Rate Watch tech team will let you know when it's right to refi. You need to call Hall Financial first at 866-CALL-HALL or go to the Drew and Mike webpage and click on the Hall Financial banner for special five-star service for Drew and Mike listeners. Again, it's not Drew or Mike or even Mark. It's Brandon all alone. The show has been devastated by that super spreader killer cares event that brought in over $120,000 for several children's charities. Really appreciate everybody who came out and donated and hung out with us, even though it knocked some of the listeners out as well. I heard from Magoo. I heard from Meredith and Joe.
Who's that dude?
Apparently, more folks have come down with the virus. And I shared a car with Drew to and from the event, and somehow I escaped unscathed. I don't know how. I did test positive for marijuana, though.
No?
Right now, I'm sitting in Drew's basement, and there's probably COVID particles swirling all around the air, so we'll see how I am in a couple days. We apologize for the missed shows. We hate missing shows. Not like there's too much we can do about it. We were in talks to do a show from Charlie's new studio in Detroit, but then more staff tested positive and whatever. It's a pandemic of the vaccinated, and everybody seems to be doing fine, but it's just not recommended to be gathering and whatnot. So I thought I'd come in and toss out something for you guys to listen to, some old school bits that Dan Evans helped out with.
Thank you, Dan.
We have a weight loss Harris poll, Mike Clark hitchhiking memories.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, where are they now with the diaper face guy from The Benefactor? You remember him?
The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Also got the time Drew hit on Mickey Rooney's wife. And I'll even throw in a Cliff Notes theater, probably one with Clint Eastwood, because those are my favorite ones. I also had to come in today to dump down all the boner line calls, even though the show is on hiatus for the moment here, I guess. The boner line never sleeps. 209-66-BONER. You can call it, you can text it, you can send pics to it, you can send show links that might end up in the prep. Hell, you can even sponsor it if you like, because I bring absolutely zero commerce to the show at the moment. It's making me pretty bummed out. 209-66-BONER.
Who's this? Who's calling?
I had like 170 calls today, mostly like, where's the show, you jerks? You doing a show? We're trying. I'm trying here. I also have to remind you to rate or review our show if you can or if you haven't yet.
No.
Depending on what platform you use, we appreciate five-star reviews or thumbs up on whatever platform you listen. It helps spread the word of the show, and there's worldwide web algorithms that really help us out when you do so. If you're holiday shopping and using Amazon, you can always go to drewandmikepodcast.com and just click on the Amazon link.
No.
There's one for the U.S. There's one for the Canadian listeners. All it really does is open up Amazon itself, but it puts this little code in there that kicks us back 8% with no extra charge to you. It just helps pay the bills, along with all of our sponsors that you can link to right from our website, drewandmikepodcast.com.
www.clownpenis.far.
There's also a donate tab if you're really kind, and if you're extremely wealthy and you want to donate to help fund stuff like pole barns or something, it's always appreciated.
No.
And I want to thank our sponsors while I have a minute, David Hall and Hall Financial, as well as Steve Gabara and Zot Ford. Steve was the very first sponsor of the show. He's been fantastic through the whole process.
Thank you, Steve.
So if you're in the market for a vehicle, why not just give Zot Ford or Zot Toyota or Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram a try? I've bought two vehicles from them, and I recommend you do so as well. I also use Legacy Partners and have no idea why anybody wouldn't at least call to see if they can save you money. They consolidated all of my insurance. They saved me a ton. I know they saved Mark and Trudy a bunch of coin as well. There's really no reason not to call unless you love spending more money.
This isn't a spending money contest.
And I also use Christina Gennari to sell my house in Rochester. You should hit her up via phone or text 248-550-4788. If you're looking to buy or sell, she's the pro of pros. I'm serious when it comes to realty. She knows the market. She knows the values of the homes and in what areas. She'll hook you up with a great place. Maybe it'll even have a pole barn. And speaking of pole barns, I consider doing like a full hour about them because I'm by myself talking into the void and they're so fascinating. But I decided against it and I thought before I rolled some of the bits, I'd share with you guys my often ignored prep sheet for the day. Yeah. All day long, I'm pretty much glued to my phone like a 14-year-old on various news sites and social media, checking out stories, links that I want to send to the guys. It's just an email with a bunch of links and snarky summation that I write down in there. A few hours before we record, I send it out to everybody, and it's mostly just for my own reference, so I can grab the links and add to the show notes or quickly pop open a story on the fly.
Nobody cares.
But it's really turned into something that I get red-assed over if nobody at least checks the headlines that I provide. So since I have no idea what shows are going to be taking place this week, and I think my prep is all going to be in vain, I figure I'll just read it to you. Most of this will probably be old news by the time we're back, since the news cycle tends to turn over so quickly. So let's check it out here real quick.
Hotmail.com.
So now you can see how the sausage is made.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage.
I normally like to keep it in blocks, like sports and the news and then politics, all that bullshit. And I always tend to kick it off with sports. Justin Verlander signs a 2-year, $86 million deal with the New York Mets. I was correct. I guessed he'd go there. He's going to hook back up with Max Scherzer or whatever.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Trey Turner, he's a very good shortstop who was not on my fantasy team. He's got a $300 million 11-year deal with the Phillies. Rick Porcello retires at the age of 33 after earning $130 million and having won a Cy Young and a World Series. Remember that guy? He was pretty good. Fred McGriff has made it into the Hall of Fame. Lou Whitaker was snubbed again.
Nobody cares.
Baker Mayfield blown out of the Panthers. He was picked up on waivers by the Rams. I hope he sucks balls the rest of the way because, you know, if those Rams, if they totally tank, we get that pick. So that's going to be really nice. Nike has finally dropped Kyrie Irving.
Goddamn shoes.
Oh, we got a couple deaths as well. Rest in peace. Mills Lane, the bald boxing referee that was on Celebrity Deathmatch. That guy was pretty fascinating.
So he's dead.
Also, rest in peace, Kirstie Alley. She died at the age of 71. And, you know, even though what's really weird is I keep seeing on social media people kind of just giving her shit for being a Scientologist. And I understand that. But it's like, it's kind of like one of those things as soon as Kobe died and people are like, hey, you remember when he did this? You remember when he did that?
It's not nice.
Was Kirstie Alley really the most hated Scientologist? I don't really think so. Whatever.
Dweller H.
Let's see. There's also a link to more Cosby victims and a new lawsuit for Bill Cosby. That's not going away.
Zip, zop, zoom-a-da-bop.
I got some links here about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. They're finally in trouble for fornicating. I guess they were finally pulled off that third hour. I don't know why. It was ratings gold. I got a list for the 30 best TV shows of 2022.
Who cares?
Along with that, the stupid link that says Night Court is being rebooted. Whatever. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
The 100 best songs of 2022. Maybe we'll get to that list after our little break here.
Or maybe not.
Hilarious Baldwin decided to do an interview with Extra. So you can check that out. It's pretty stupid.
Nobody cares.
Let's see what did I write here. Prince Ginger and that beast Meghan Markle dropped the trailer for their Netflix special. And it's just them shitting all over Harry's family again. What a terrible person.
Yay!
Batshit Britney Spears deleted her Instagram again. She's probably back by the time you hear this. But I also linked... Oh, yeah. The guy that shot Lady Gaga's dog walker. That dude got 21 years in prison. Remember that?
Nope.
And then also, speaking of prison news, 14 years in prison for Michael Avenatti. That's funny. Let me pull something up real quick. Druid tweeted out something that was pretty funny regarding Michael Avenatti. It's crazy to see, especially like in 2020, just how everybody was kissing his balls because they hated Donald Trump and he hated Donald Trump. Well, check out this supercut that Drew tweeted out.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
Don Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I'm just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
Whatever. This goes on for another full minute. It's just, it's all of his TV appearances and everybody just kissing his ass.
Great lawyer.
You'll see, there's a link to a Time article that says white women need to do more about racism. Looking at you, Trudy. That was my remark. Racism is all you white women's fault. People are being really mean to Jim Fouts. There's a story going on right now. I haven't even been able to watch it, but I'm sure it's available to you at Fox 2 when you guys get a chance. It's Jim Fouts sitting in his chair while Charlie Langton is doing a selfie, like promoting this upcoming interview or something that's on Fox News. Hold on.
I'm here in the city of Warren, and apparently
dude, he looks
somebody
so hot.
Thinks Mayor Jim Fouts is the Grinch. And they posted this picture after the Christmas tree lighting this Saturday. Well, the mayor is not that happy about it. And this could be a criminal violation.
He's just grimacing in the background.
The mayor knows. He thinks he knows who did it. That story is going to be on Fox 2 as well, but not good.
Fuck that shit.
So some dude just made a Photoshop of Jim Fouts as the Grinch. And this warrants a story from Fox 2. So he says he knows who it is. I can't wait to watch this. I hope he thinks it's us. That'd be funny. There's also a link here that sends you to an auction site to buy broken pieces of the Mackinac Bridge. They're on sale for like $100, and so I mainly put it in here so I can send it to Tom Mazowing. What the hell is somebody going to do with that? It's stupid.
What a stupid present.
I also add more links about LeBron James, and he wants to pop off about Jerry Jones and that old school picture. Let's see. There's the Netflix CEO that thinks Dave Chappelle's actually a good investment despite some of the soft employees that like to pick it whenever he gets a show. We'll probably never get to that one. Jesse James, remember that guy? He was married to Sandra Bullock. Apparently he's a cheater. No way. He's married to another porn star named Bonnie Rotten. You might remember her. She's the one that has like the cobwebs, the spider webs tattooed on her boobs. I don't know. I think I've seen it before. Apparently he cheated on her. That's crazy. I never thought Jesse James would be a cheater. There were some links to Simon Cowell's face. That's worth Googling. Simon Cowell has completely wrecked his face. I don't know what he's doing there.
Oh, I love your face. It's so unusual.
I also put in this ad that Steve-O had put out on Twitter. I guess he's selling toilet paper right now, and he did so with probably the most crude commercial possibly ever. It's on his Twitter here.
So I don't understand why people are so weird about buttholes. You know what? I'm going to climb out of one.
And it's some dude's butthole, and he's legit climbing out of it. There's a good drop in here somewhere.
Now maybe I'll come out of another butthole. What can I say? I love buttholes. That's why I made Steve-O's butt wipes for your butthole. Get that stocking stuffer going right now.
I guess. I don't know. Use promo code Drew on that one.
What a stupid present.
Let's see. Did I have any other links? There was a bunch of middle schoolers who quote-unquote overdosed on marijuana at school. You gotta watch out for those edibles.
Hide the dope.
There's a story about LaBarbie that's more of a Drew crime type thing. Elon Musk in his Twitter files. I don't know if anybody's actually keeping up with that. It's pretty crazy. Oh, and Vladimir Putin fell down the stairs and he shit his pants. Did you guys hear about that? Seriously, he did. He fell down the stairs and shit himself. I even have audio of it. Can you believe that? So whatever, I don't know. That's my email prep for the day. 80% of the stuff that I put in there doesn't even get used anyway during a normal day, but whatever. I just figured I'd kill some time. But again, please visit our sponsors if you get a chance. With Christmas coming up, it'd be awesome if you were to buy a NordVPN subscription for someone you know and you use promo code DAMS, D-A-M-S, or maybe for a stocking stuffer, toss in a Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, huh? Using promo code Drew, or maybe some Next Evo CBDs for someone you love. Using promo code Drew. Hell, you can even buy a loved one an Autoblow AI and use promo code Trudy, T-R-U-D-I. I don't know. Just click every single sponsor link on our website so they know the traffic is coming from the Drew and Mike Show. Listeners, we really appreciate it. I have talked into the void alone enough. Thanks to Dan Evans for helping out with some quality clips from the past. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter to see when the hell we'll be back doing live shows. Enjoy.
Meanwhile, the survey from yesterday was they were asking women, would you give up sex for the summer in order to drop 10 pounds? Kind of an odd question, but really the point is, how desperate are you to lose 10 pounds? And well, it turns out 50% of the women said, oh, yeah, I give up sex for the summer to lose 10 pounds, which is really pretty disturbing for the guy in her life.
I'm going to show you how tough it is to lose 10 pounds, I guess. And maybe they say, it's just the summer. I can deal with it.
I guess that's the way the guys have to look at it.
Yeah.
But let's see what our Harrises say. Hi, ma'am. This is Drew and Mike doing a Harris poll today, calling people named Harris and asking them if they would forego a summer of sex to lose 10 pounds. Would you forego sex to lose 10 pounds?
Sex?
She thought if she said yes, we were going to come by and show her our penises.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how we get the notes on the phone numbers because they call in advance to see if anyone's home?
Yeah.
This one says, old classy black lassie.
Classy black lassie.
Yes. Classy black lassie.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
As opposed to that bitch.
Yeah.
Hello? Yellow? Yes. Oh, hi, ma'am. This is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today, asking people named Harris.
Right this moment.
What's
that? Sorry, ma'am?
I can't talk right this moment.
And maybe you could just answer one quick question.
I can't talk right now.
Would you forego sex for the summer to lose 10 pounds? Because you're huge.
I can't talk this moment.
She looked too classy. She was snobby.
Yeah, that wasn't classy.
Come on now.
Hello, Ms. Harris. It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today asking women named Harris if you would forego sex for a whole summer to lose 10 pounds.
What are you saying?
The question is, would you give up sex for the entire summer in order to lose 10 pounds? It's a question about weight loss.
Who am I talking to?
It's Drew and Mike.
Who?
Drew and Mike.
Lou and Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh? Well, if it isn't the wild, the older living Negro.
I've got an idea. She probably gave up sex about 4 years ago.
Ma'am, would you give up sex in order to lose 10 pounds? In other words, would you like to lose weight by such a large margin you would give up sex?
Listen, I'm dressing. I ain't got my clothes on.
Oh, you're naked?
No, I ain't naked, but I ain't got all my clothes on when I'm dressed trying to get them on.
Wow,
trying to get your clothes on.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, you're halfway in the mood here then.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Get us excited?
Yeah.
Who are you?
This is Lou and Mike.
Lou and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lou and Mike.
So what would we be if we were looking at you right now, Mrs. Harris? What would we be most attracted to?
Your girdle or your ace bandage?
we're here in Detroit, ma'am.
I gotta get my clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Harris.
Yeah, we know.
Stop.
About that.
This is way too exciting for us.
Yeah. I mean, this is.
This is getting exciting, Mrs. Harris.
Yeah. You keep talking about being half undressed.
Do you have?
It seems like that's the only thing you want to talk about is the fact you're nearly nude, ma'am.
What size bra are you putting on today?
Oh, it's huge. Is that not even
you
a
know, I don't hear good. And
it's a bustier.
I can't walk good, so and I'm trying to get my clothes on.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell us what size bra will you be putting on today? Is that like a 40 double M?
Oh, at least.
So you're coming out here.
Yeah, we might be coming out there. You never know.
Is this Eric?
Yeah.
No, Eric. Hold on, Eric. Come here.
Huh?
Yo, Miss Harris, this is Eric. How you doing?
Hiya, Chuck. It's Eric. How are you?
Eric here. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey, it's Eric.
Listen, I have to get off the phone.
How you doing, ma'am? It's Eric.
You gotta get off the phone.
What's going on?
Dressed.
What's going on, ma'am? It's Eric.
Okay.
But, ma'am, okay? How do you...
Wouldn't it be great? She went, yeah, it is Eric. And she went, oh, I can't wait to have that giant in me.
Hey, this is Eric. You ain't filling up that girdle with nothing, are you?
Can you imagine the size of the brassiere and the girdle? And it is a brassiere. It's not a bra. It's a brassiere. One of those big, big, big brassieres.
Hello?
Miss Harris, it's Eric again. How you doing, man? You got that bra on yet?
Are you dressed yet, ma'am?
I'm doing what?
That bag filling up your bra yet?
Jesus, Eric.
You know I don't hear good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just tell me what's going on with that bag.
We're right back where we started.
Those filling up the bag? Miss Harris, what's going on? It's Eric.
Forget it.
It's Eric. What's going on, ma'am? You got your girdle on yet?
Call me back, lady.
When you're dressed. Should we call you back when you're dressed?
No way.
Don't be dropping a load into that girdle, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't want to be fixing that girdle up, taking no load out.
Now I'm going to hang up.
All right. Okay, hang on, ma'am. Just hang up. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Take it easy, Miss H.
Damn. Wow. Phone is something that's completely irrelevant to her residence. There's no reason she should have a phone.
Hey, it's Eric, Ms. Harris. What you doing?
Wow. Well, that's too bad.
Wow.
We're not getting many good answers to
we're going nowhere to hurry.
Today.
Well, if it isn't the wild, the older living Negro.
Oh, boy.
Eric is a creep, by the way.
Yeah, what is up with this Eric dude she's looking for?
Where's your d-bag?
It's Eric. This is my sugar mama. I hope you got some cash when I show up today, bitch. You best have those Benjamins ready for me, ma'am.
What just happened? How did this happen again?
Oh, that voice. Ooh.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Harris. It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We're doing a Harris poll today, asking people named Harris if they would give up sex for the summer to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, with my husband. Having sex with my husband, not with anybody else. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Are things getting a little boring with the husband?
No, I never get boring with my husband.
Oh, is that right?
You're right.
That's what God says. Just with your husband, not with nobody else.
I see. So you meant you would give up sex with everyone else in order to lose 10 pounds, but not your husband.
I would give up. No, don't put words into my mouth. I just have sex with my husband.
Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's also God's principle. God said, just your husband.
Yeah. No, I know, lady. Look.
We got that part. But the question is, would you be willing to forego sex with your husband in order to, in preference for losing 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then you're right along with this survey. They say that half the women would rather skip sex and lose 10 pounds.
Now, would your husband be...
I'm not overweight, though. See? I'm a good size.
Okay. Let's just say you packed on about 10 or 15 pounds, though. Would your husband be disappointed to hear that?
No, I don't think so.
He could go a whole summer without sex,
no
big deal?
Oh, a whole summer without sex. Now, you know that. You know you men are just all you're thinking about is sex.
Do you think he'd...
Go with 3 days without sex, almost. Now, how he's going to go with a summer without sex?
Boy, you got us down pat, man.
What does he say when 3 days go by and he doesn't have sex? Does he say he has a lot of back pressure?
You know what? We're talking about a lot of sex.
Man.
What is the call about?
Well, the call was about the survey about weight loss, about would you be willing to give up sex for the summer in order to lose 10 pounds.
I already told you the answer now. That's all I can talk to you about.
You're the one that keeps talking, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're the one
look,
that
shut up. We're trying to have a little more conversation than that. If you want just a yes, no, you'll have to talk to some other radio station.
It seems like all you
want
to do is talk about sex with your husband and all that, so I don't know.
Well, you got a weight package thing for me?
No, we don't have a package thing for you. We were just wondering what happens to your husband if he doesn't have sex for a few days. Does he start to claim he has back pressure?
Sound like you and the other person having sex. Don't call me that.
Oh, get out of here, lady, you stupid bitch.
That's a real Christian point of view. Where'd that come from, all your Bible studies attacking us like that?
Yeah, nice homo joke, lady.
Nice Christian point of view.
I thought she mentioned she wanted a package, too.
Man, just because she's not getting it.
Believe that?
I know, that's funny.
She's a Bible thumper. She's getting ready to quote
what
scripture.
What just happened? How did this happen again?
Nice comeback!
There's another number.
I'm calling the bitch back. I'll be calling the bitch back.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, we just want to compliment you. It's really neat how you're so Christian that you have these great homo jokes stored up. You can just lay on people whenever you feel like it. Hello? Hi.
Lady?
Come on, go through your homo joke microfiche. Go for it.
She's not a Christian!
Oh, she's gone.
No comeback.
No, she didn't. Oh, that was a cute one she had.
She did pick up the phone again, though.
It's a cute little homo comeback she had.
It's nice she's...
I was not expecting it from her.
Nice she's out to satisfy her man all summer, too.
I can't see you, though, bitch. You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse.
We never did be able to find that guy, did we?
No, but someone else did, too.
They did?
He's going to be on Tosh.0 next week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for Web Redemption
2. What?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, ma'am. It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today.
Brutal.
Asking people named Harris if they would give up sex for the summer in order to lose 10 pounds.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
You wouldn't give it up? You like sex that much?
Ma'am.
Lady?
Stupid bitch.
Ma'am. Hello?
Oh, maybe
yellow.
Maybe she was like, oh, no, she's thinking we're trying to sell her something. Is that it?
They always think that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be gone.
She's a Harris who thought,
she'd be gone.
No, what, I don't know, whatever you want. No, 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 not today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, what a little cute little mouse voice, though.
Yeah. Oh, should have said this to her, Drew.
That would have been brutal.
Said this to her.
I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beyond.
Oh, jeez.
I think she knew exactly what you were asking.
Oh,
she just loves the too much.
Oh, jeez. God damn.
No, I really, I love selling.
Oh,
I can't imagine how I'd for all summer.
Brutal.
No.
I think we just sit here and play Mel Drops. These people are not responding. Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is about the survey. If it's just too much to talk about peni and weight loss, if it's just too heavy a deal.
I don't think the nurses just weren't ready this morning for whatever reason. They just, I don't know, they just all woke up with a chip on their shoulder. They can't hear. They're in bad spirits. They're not ready.
They've never responded terribly well to sexual calls.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah. And we had one woman that spent the whole phone call just trying to get dressed. it's just very strange.
Just was not to be. Sorry about that. We gave it our best shot. That's today's Harris poll. Not the liveliest, but it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
They always tell the truth.
Wow, very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this actually happened.
This is a major boner.
I can't even believe we got an email about this, but somebody emailed you, and didn't they say that they thought they remembered this incident where you were picked up by the hitchhiker?
Oh.
And the guy said, what do you got going there, about 6 inches?
Yeah.
Which is another story that's been told about 5,000 times on these airwaves.
Absolutely. And
but it's an important story.
It is an important story. And yeah, that guy that picked me up that, you know, that wasn't that whole thing. You ever wake up and first thing in the morning you have a erection? It's like, oh, and then what do? You know, I'm sitting there. I got long hair, you know. It's like the hippie era. I've got this army shirt on. And I'm just...
You're making me gay.
Well, maybe. Hey, watch, can't let that thing go to waste. Hey, you wake up with that. You gotta knock it down! Knock it down!
I forgot about that part of the story.
Knock it down.
That's always really one of my favorite parts, though.
And this guy, anyway, this guy was just... just all over.
You gotta knock it down.
And I thought for sure he was gonna grab me. I was absolutely scared out of my mind. He was this construction worker guy, so I end up bailing out of his car because the whole while he's saying all these things to me, we're going really slow.
Oh, like really slow? See, you should have been driving fast so you had no way out.
I know it, and I still remember this car. It was this old black sort of a Buick with a red interior.
The only thing I am worried about. Getting a boner.
And the speedometer was kind of going like one of these.
Uh-huh.
You know, those speedometers are real half-assed, and they just kind of go like this.
When the speed is low.
Yeah, and I bailed and tumbled, somersaulted over this grass lawn in front of Control Data. And
then you were arrested.
All right, freeze! You're under arrest for public display of a boner.
And off he went into the sunset with his car. And by God, yeah, 2 weeks ago I get an email, and this girl writes that her husband had heard this story and had wanted to write over a long time and finally did to say that he was behind me. And
how can that be?
And the thing of it is that...
How can that... That's incredible.
I know what he goes to describe. He had everything right. The exact location, And he said, it seems to me the car turned left.
But you've told this story so many times. But I don't. Did
well,
you tell? Did you tell the street
told
name?
About turning left on Tinkin before.
No.
And he did turn left on Tinkin off Rochester Road.
Wow.
And that exact thing. The only thing he had wrong is what I was wearing, because I was wearing an Army shirt, and he had, I forget what he had me wearing.
He said a jacket. He said you were wearing a jean jacket.
Jean jacket, which wasn't correct. But
you're making
but
me gay.
Other than that, he had that thing right down.
Sexy time.
What's the
that's
chance
incredible.
Of that?
That's just, if that's true, that's just unbelievable.
I know.
Can I try it really quick?
I love that story.
Well, I'll tell you, no, somebody else who is a little bit like John Hinckley, Will Chappell from The Benefactor back in the Mark Cuban days.
Absolutely.
He was maybe as big a dreamer as John Hinckley, maybe a bigger dreamer. Because remember,
I never told Mark was.
Please load Will Chappell.
And the worst part of it is I made some real friends there. I'm not going to see him again.
I am 100% confident that 1 year from now,
this guy's voice.
More money than the winner of the show. I guarantee it.
One thing I never told Mark was.
Something I never told Mark. I don't plan to just make the list of 400. He's definitely is going to be a few names beneath me.
You're right.
A joke.
The worst part, truly, is.
I made some real friends here.
I made some real friends here.
I'm not sure I'm going to ever see him again.
I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
That breakdown just cracked up. That, I mean, that, I mean, wow, he really comes apart. Wow, jeez. It's like his dad died or something.
Oh,
he's just
God.
Sobbing. What an asswipe.
I know.
Ah, jeez. Man, he was. And during the show, he thought he was going places, too.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he had the world by the balls.
He thought he and Cuban were best buddies.
Oh, he did. He did.
There was a certain contingent that did nothing but kiss Mark Cuban's ass, thinking you know, they could be his personal assistant or something.
Definitely.
When the show was over.
Yes. Yes, certainly Mark's going to say, look, stay in touch. I could use a mind like yours.
Hello? Yes.
Hey, is this Will?
It is.
Recognize
Will,
him.
This is Drew and Mike calling. You're Will from The Benefactor, right?
I am, yes.
Yep. Recognize
oh, my God.
Recognize your voice right away.
We were just talking to Mark Cuban the other day. And we had some clips from The Benefactor when he played this one clip, and I couldn't believe what you had said on the clip. In fact, I'll play it for you in case you don't remember it. Are you ready? Okay. Do you have a minute, Will?
Yeah, I do.
You know what we're going to play, don't you?
I sure hope it's not me crying.
I am 100% confident that 1 year from now, I will have more money than the winner of the show. I guarantee it. Something I never told Mark. I don't plan to just make the list of 400. He's definitely is going to be a few names beneath me. The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Hey, sorry, the crying part was on there. We were interested in the other part. But have you seen those great friends that you made on The Benefactor? Have you seen those people?
Yeah, I kept in touch with a few people.
You did,
Linda Latney, Mario. Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're still checking those names. I'm not seeing you on that list though. In the spot that you predicted, what?
A little behind schedule right now.
Behind schedule? You haven't given up, though, huh? Are you still going to maintain that prediction at some point in your lifetime this is going to come true, or have you given up?
Oh, no. Oh, I never give up.
Never give up. Yeah.
There's always stuff I'm working on and things. The first prediction came true.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I lost it.
Yeah.
What entrepreneurial ideas, though, have you had, and have you actually gone into business for yourself since the show?
Absolutely, yeah. I run a small histology company. That's what I did in the show, and it's doing pretty well.
A small what kind of company?
Oh, my histology.
What
histology.
Is it? What is that exactly?
It's part of the laboratory medical field. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how'd the business do?
It's going good. That one's doing, that's pretty much my livelihood right now. It's doing real well.
What's real well? I mean, are you, in, like, you're doing, like, 20 million in sales or what?
No, not quite that. We're approaching seven figures, so we're not quite there yet. But
and how many employees does the company have at this point?
Oh, just three.
Three?
Well, that's a start.
Okay, all right.
Are you working on another company at the same time?
Not really. I'm really heavily invested in Iraq, believe it or not.
Iraq?
You mean in their stock market?
There's a little bit in their stock market. Most of it's private private equity companies.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That's a pretty ballsy thing to do. Now, is that something somebody gave you the idea, or is that something you thought up on your own?
It's someone approached me on it. Yeah, we started talking about that about 3 or 4 years ago, and been working on that. That's fun, you know. It's been up and down. You know, I follow the politics of Iraq more closely than I follow the politics of the U.S.
Oh, you invested a lot of money in Iraq.
It's more like I have a lot more to gain than I invested. Lose everything there. This is actually drilling for black gold, that sort of stuff.
For black gold. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you get invested in Iraqi oil? That's a very interesting thing to be invested in because, I mean, they had trouble even securing the oil fields as recently as maybe a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely, which made it really really cheap to get into. It's a pretty risky investment at the time. I'm feeling a whole lot more comfortable about it now. I mean, the proven reserves right now they're like third in the world, and their oil fields are only about 40% explored.
Whoa, so, he talks the talk, too.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. You and T. Boone, man, you guys are going to become the next big oil man. So listen.
Yeah, well, keep the windmills out.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I know you're kidding.
Yeah, you don't want to offend T-Bone. He very carefully listens to what you say.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
The one thing I guess because you said you listed a few names there, you did say I met some real friends here. I'm not sure I'm gonna ever see them again. Now you know you were wrong there. You did see. Hey, you did see them again, and B, how much do you regret going, and then the big snorts there?
How much do I regret it? I had a ball, regret anything.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you regret crying more than you regret saying that you would be passing Mark on the Forbes 400 list.
It's the crying that's the issue, isn't it? It's the, it's that part, right?
Hey. You know, those ballsy statements were the reason I was on the show. So, you know, I don't regret that. I had a great time, and I don't regret anything.
But you do regret the... that's a part that drives
you. You know, it probably set my dating life back about a year. So.
A year? Oh,
hey, that's
not bad.
That's worth talking about. When a guy goes on a reality TV show like Mark Cuban's Benefactor, I mean, that was a pretty highfalutin show. How did that affect your dating life? Have you met some really nice chicks from being on the TV show?
No. I did.
No?
Really? Not from the show. It really wasn't that popular.
Oh, come on. It had a few million people watching. It wasn't huge, but...
We had a big premiere party, and that was pretty cool. I was in Holland at the time, Holland, Michigan.
So really?
Just across the state from me. Yeah, big old premiere party, and that pulled some nice ladies.
Is that right?
Sweet.
Well, you know, when you're in Holland, you're very close to Saga Talk, where you could have pulled some nice dudes.
Oh, well, there you go.
There's a big gay area over there in Saga Talk.
Well, if they played that final episode with me crying, I might have been successful at that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. William, you sound like you're really obsessed with the whole... Were you really bummed out that you cried on TV? Because seriously, we've talked about that. It seems like people are shameless about crying on television now, but you actually feel bad about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel bad about it, but that's like, you know...
You wish it didn't happen. You wish it wouldn't have happened. But like Drew said...
You know, it's a piece of my personality that isn't the most acceptable in today's society.
You know, like we were saying, like
could show vulnerability with the chicks though.
When it was over, did was there at least a part to say, "Hey, sorry guys, it didn't work out," or did Mark just tell you all to just see you later and best of luck, bye bye?
That's the second way. Is kind of how it is. We all plan to get together in Vegas and And we were, we had all, almost everyone was talking about it, and let's get together and do it ourselves. And we tried to leverage Mark Cuban's reputation to get some good deals, and then we tried to get Mark to come out, and it just fell apart. No one was really interested.
Nobody gave a damn. The whole thing just, that was it. The show was over, and nobody cared anymore. It was done, huh?
Would it be accurate to say that no one was interested, especially Mark Cuban?
I think that would probably be accurate.
Yeah.
But you guys finished the show, didn't you? Because now on television, we never saw the end of the show, but you actually taped it to the end, didn't you?
Well, I wasn't there. I got kicked off by those damn third graders.
Oh, we know that.
Got booted.
That's where you're at.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, they finished the show. I don't think. Yeah, they didn't cut the show short because we didn't know we were going to cut it short until it started airing.
Right.
So they didn't cut anything short.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when you saw yourself on TV crying like that?
That was Holland. Yeah, that was Holland, Michigan.
Do you remember exactly like what room you were in and everything?
I knew it was coming. We've been having these viewing parties with my friends and stuff, and I kind of just had other things to do that night. And watched Alone. It was really there were a bunch of people that recognized me from the show and talked to me from the show and stuff like that. Nobody razzed me about the crying except my own friends.
Your own friends, yeah.
People on the streets of Holland would go, "Hey, you're that guy from The Benefactor. Was bawling his eyes out the other night." Did they do that?
No. I was the Jenga guy for a long time. You guys know the show on VH1, The Best Week Ever?
Yeah.
I had the best week ever for the Jenga episode.
Oh, really? What the hell was the Jenga episode? I don't even remember.
The first one. It's the when I played Jenga with that poker playing chick.
Well, come on now. You act like we store everything in your life as importantly in our minds as you do in yours.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Come on, the Jenga episode. You know, jeez.
Hey,
snap around.
It's the pivotal episode. It made the show, and it was the second episode that the ratings dropped.
When should we contact you to find out some kind of progress on either the Forbes 400 list or some major career move? Because a lot of our audience paid attention to The Benefactor, and we've been playing that drop of you saying that you were going to beat Mark Cuban. Every time we have Cuban on, we play that, so a lot of people are aware of what's going on.
No wonder he's so mad at me. Do you know how many business ideas I've brought to him and how many he's taken up? Zero.
did you think he would actually help you out with it if you had a good idea?
Oh, I had a great idea. You ever seen those roller banners at sports arenas? They're like cellophane, and you pull them off with the handles, and they say, "Go team," or whatever.
Okay, yeah, banners.
Yeah, banners.
Yeah.
Me and my roommate at the time invented those. We started the company. I ended up bailing with the company because I was getting involved with something else. Following all that, I ran for Congress, U.S. Congress in Oregon.
And what place did you come in?
I came in second.
You came in second.
It sounds like William has attempted a lot of things, but I haven't caught the one where you broke through on. You're still waiting for the big breakthrough, right?
Well, you know,
the big item, but hey, you know, if you keep trying, something's bound to happen.
He's in play. He's on the stage. He's in the arena. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people would have given up, you know.
Well, we're going to hang on to your phone number, Will, and we will be calling you down the road, maybe when we talk to Cuba next time, and we'll check up and see if things have turned for the better.
It's always better. I'm always doing good.
Yeah. Do you want to try to repeat your famous line just for old time's sake? I met some real friends there.
Again. I met some really great friends there, and I just hope I don't think I'm ever going to see them again.
Gotta add that part.
All righty.
All right,
William.
Hey, you guys take care.
You take care too.
All right, man.
See
keep
ya.
Going. Keep plugging.
Bye bye.
See you, man. Bye bye. Oh my God, I can't believe we talked to that guy.
I can't either.
That's hilarious, man.
He's available. That's so funny. He just picks up the phone. He can talk forever.
Oh God, yes. His shirt also, a big sign on his t-shirt. I'm available.
Yeah.
always.
He thinks that crying on TV is the worst part, truly.
Yeah.
And really, name one person from that show.
I couldn't tell you.
That crying... It made him the most famous one by far. It's the only reason we know him.
And the only reason Mark Cuban knows him.
Exactly.
You know?
And he knew, you were right, you asked him, he knew exactly what you were going to play. Right. Everything he said on that damn show, he knew.
Yeah, he said, I hope it's not that crying thing.
Yeah, that crying thing, what else could you call it?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
I can't stop.
I mean, it's so goobery, it's so wet.
Is he saying I can't stop? I can't stop.
He's trying to go, I can't stop crying.
It comes out, I can't stop. Is he really saying that?
Yeah, he's saying I can't stop.
I can't stop.
I got to hear the whole thing.
I am 100% confident that 1 year from now, I will have more money than the winner of the show. I guarantee it. Something I never told Mark. I don't plan to just make the list.
He sounds like such hot crap here, man.
It's going to be two names beneath me. The worst part.
Listen, the confidence there. Wow.
I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Yeah, I just hear that kind of like, it's almost like a mix of a sneeze and a heads up. I can't stop. I can't stop. You just hear kind of stop. Stop.
I love taking some ridiculous moment in time and just way overanalyzing it.
Yeah.
I cannot believe he invented those pull-out banners and then left the company. Because they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. What's? I'm not sure I understand what the hell is going on with that. I wonder if, I think he was just a tertiary guy with that.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
If he was one of the main guys, he'd still be either raking in the money or he'd still be there.
He's the kind of guy that's just going to invest in everything.
Hey, he likes his Donics now. He's on to another thing. Medical labs in Iraq.
He might have too many ideas.
Yeah.
Whereas he just needs a couple to really jump into.
Yeah.
To kind of process the idea a little better.
Yeah.
But
they're all kind of mediocre ideas.
Well, that's him, though. That's quite a flashback. I mean, talk about a where are they now.
Oh, boy, you know it. And the crying thing is as much in his mind as... as if it happened yesterday.
Where are they now? William from The Benefactor.
I saw this guy cry one time.
Let's check out Mickey Rooney. You know, he's still, apparently, he was, as of yesterday, still trying to buck for that commercial where he shows his ass. What's the matter with him?
I don't know.
Yeah, he really wants the world to see his butt. Just about had it with him and his butt.
Oh, big time. Get out of here, you stupid
butt. Hello, is Mr. Rooney there, please? It's Drew and Mike show calling on WIF Radio. We were supposed to interview him about the Super Bowl situation.
Can you call back? I don't know that he's available right now. Was he supposed to call? Were you supposed to speak at a particular time?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know, our producer set it up. I don't know if they set it up with him directly or probably with somebody connected to him. But I think on our end, we had some specific setup. I don't know if there was some kind of confusion on his end.
Oh, we just did CNN. We just got back, so I don't know.
Yeah, I heard we were after CNN. That's, I recall somebody saying something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was about, he was supposed to be in a Super Bowl advertisement, and apparently they pulled the ad because his buttocks was going to be shown for a couple of seconds.
Right.
And we felt
this
bad.
This is his wife, Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. How you doing?
Oh, then you're well acquainted with his buttocks.
I might say that.
Yeah. Is it something the rest of us should see, or would you prefer to keep that to yourself?
Oh, actually, he's got a pretty cute little tushy.
I'd rather not find out, but really? I'll just take your word for it.
Only.
Well, it was an ad all done and fun. And
thank God it didn't air.
You know, nothing lascivious or anything.
No,
it was for a health product.
And it sounded like just a good joke. I mean, I heard he was even having a party to invite people over to see it.
Absolutely.
Which would have been awkward because if you're there with him, certainly you have to turn and look at him and feel a little awkward and tell him what a wonderful buttocks that he has.
A guy for 84 years old, not too bad for any age.
Well, I'd rather take his word for it than personally have it have a crack at it. Does he I hear there's a crack in it, though.
That's been known to have one.
Does he work out to keep his butt in shape?
Well, you know, he was athletic for so many years.
Yeah.
Played golf, could have gone on as a golf, gone on the tour if you
asked. Is that right? He was that good,
yeah,
huh?
He was semi-professional at one time.
I'll be done.
And he played tennis as a young boy with the greats, Donald Budge and people of that ilk. And, gosh, he even played football. He was so athletic and has been up until recently. Mickey and I do a two-person show together all over the United States.
Oh, no, I've heard.
Off Broadway for 5 weeks.
I saw it.
You saw the
show? Yeah, I saw the show.
Oh, my gosh. Did we say hello to you?
No, no, you didn't. I was just in the crowd. But
were in Branson?
No, I was in Branson for 4 days with my family.
Now, he told me that he was at a meet and greet and that Mickey blew him off. But I don't know why he's telling you this.
Right.
I'm just kidding, ma'am.
He didn't blow me off. There were just a lot of other people there. And
well, sometimes, you know, if he's done a double header that day or something and someone bugged him. And
he's a little tired.
You can say that again.
Yeah, occasionally. I mean, he's 84. The fact that he gets up and does these shows.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the energy and how well he does them.
Well, the show is great.
If he doesn't have his nap sometimes, he gets cranky.
Yeah.
No, I was really impressed. I couldn't believe at his age that he could put on a show like that. And I thought you were wonderful, too.
Well, thank you very much. But, of course, that's not our full show that you saw. And it was sort of not only watered down, but it wasn't in a big capacity like Branson. Because Branson, we you know, it's more of a high-powered.
Oh, yeah, well, Branson is it. That's like the Vegas.
So you really sort of saw a cabaret setting. Yeah. You didn't see an actual stage show.
Well, my friends saw the stage show and they were telling me about it, and I couldn't believe there was a better version or a more completed version that exists.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
All these lies.
Hold on
a second.
Yeah.
Are we live here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, no, that's all right. She'll go get him. I can't believe. Boy, that was some dangerous ground.
I know.
If she had asked you specifically, well, what was the favorite part of your act, what would you have said?
I would have said just Mickey's energy.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
So, wait a minute now. Who actually am I speaking with now?
It's the Drew and Mike show.
The Drew and Mike show.
Yeah, and it's both of us.
Which one's Drew, which one's Mike? Well, I can't see you.
I'm Drew.
I'm Mike.
Okay, the Drew and Mike show.
And we had Mickey on the air. He was in Detroit doing a show here locally.
Yes, and we spoke with him at length.
Uh-huh. Now, when was that we did that?
Oh, boy, that was...
I think, about 2 years ago.
Okay. I'm trying to think what venue we would have played.
You can say that again.
I think was it the Fisher Theater or the Fox Theater?
Well, that sounds familiar. Yeah, well, they're all...
Because I can't remember. I went down and saw the show, too, and I'm not sure. I think it was the... I'm pretty sure it was the Fox.
Boy.
Really?
But,
I'll be darned.
Mike, do you remember which theater Mickey Rooney's show was at when he was in town?
Theater?
Yeah, because remember when we went down?
Oh, it was at the Fox.
Yeah.
Was it the Fox?
I think was it
the
Fox.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, when you and Tess went and my sister went
down and saw the show with us.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That definitely rings a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Fox Theater, I'm sure.
Because we were blown away. We were hoping there was a meet and greet afterwards, but they didn't have one that night.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, we'd like to see you in person again.
Yeah, Mike had some flowers.
They were for you, Mrs. Rooney.
Oh, gee, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, we were really excited because we had just interviewed Mickey, so we were hoping to get to meet the both of you.
Oh, well, we'll work on that for sure. We're going to be in Florida for about 5 weeks at the Follies there in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh. How long have you been married to Mickey?
We've been together 30 years.
Wow.
30 years? Time. You're kidding. You look about 30.
Gross. You're kidding.
You are.
Just made my entire year.
No, you are incredibly.
That is incredible. Thank you.
Because don't tell Mickey this, but we all said, how does Mickey Rooney hang on to such a young, how does he hang on to such a young thing?
Oh, come on.
You can't. I know you're not supposed to ask a lady this, but I cannot believe that you've been married to him for 30 years, so I have to ask approximately how old are you?
Well, let's say I haven't seen 50 in a while.
No, I didn't even think you were 50 because we were joking about, boy, Mickey Rooney sure is robbing the cradle.
You're overdoing
it. My goodness.
You're overdoing it.
I don't know how I'm going to live the rest of the day with these accolades.
No. You're a young and shapely looking thing.
You can say that again.
He'd like to see your butt, as a matter of fact, man.
Well, after all the Christmas eatings, I don't think you want to see mine just yet.
Oh, no. I can.
But once I'm back on, you know. Back
yours isn't cracked yet like me.
Yeah, I could dress you up in something very sexy, believe me.
Turn my stomach. Woo-wee, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. No, I was amazed.
I'll just leave you two alone. I'm getting out of here.
I never dreamed I'd get...
This sounds dangerous. Whoa.
Yeah. I never dreamed I'd get to flirt with Mrs. Rooney today.
Oh, how cute. Well, I'm flirting with you guys.
All right.
Oh, man.
Wait, no,
leave
are
me out of it.
Are there, do you have a good website where there's some pictures of you?
I will... Our son is setting up a website,
Great Box or what?
And we'll have some of those.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get our brochure, did you? Our little.
Yeah, I've got a couple brochures. I mean, I've got a whole.
No, but I mean, did you get our souvenir booklet?
I bought something. I bought something at the show from the show, but I don't know if that's
the
one you're talking about.
Great big book.
Yeah. And it had some
pictures of me in there.
Yeah, there's some great pictures of you in there. But I just wonder if there was anything if you had a website with pictures or anything.
Well, that's a good idea. I think we're going to be working on that. And
yeah, websites are where it's at.
A zillion wonderful pictures that can be put on there. And
yeah, I mean, I hate to admit this, but I was looking for some glamour shots or something.
Oh well, we have them somewhere.
Oh boy.
Let's dig them out, huh?
Yeah, I wish I could get into that private stash.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, just a second. Where are you guys calling from again?
Detroit.
You are in... Oh, you're in Detroit right now. I thought you meant you went to Detroit.
No. We're here in Detroit. When we got the interview, Mickey offered us tickets, and so I was going to go anyway, but we were happy to go on his treat, so...
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have to work on that. We've got to see you guys, put the face with a name and all that stuff.
Yeah, in fact, your picture was in something related to this controversy. I'm trying to think if it was USA Today or...
Just recently?
Wasn't Mrs. Rooney's picture marked somewhere?
She was on Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah, she was on Good Morning America. That's right.
Okay. Yeah,
we were just on Good Morning America yesterday morning.
Yeah.
You were looking sharp on Good Morning America, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Gross.
Yeah.
How am I going to deal with
turning
this?
Her on.
What does that old man do to hang on to you?
Boy, I doubt he needs Viagra.
No, if you can say that again, Mrs. Rooney, you have a real problem.
Then there's something wrong. Boy, oh boy.
That's funny.
Oh, God, gross.
But anyway, we're not going to get to see his butt, which I guess we're all happy about.
Yeah, I kind of am. I got to tell you, but...
But it would have been a funny commercial.
It's cute.
Yeah, it sounded like it would have been funny.
Yeah.
You saw us on Good Morning America, did you say, yesterday morning?
Yeah.
With Diane Sawyer?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that the one where Mickey was trying to say that it was an accident, that his towel fell off?
Well, I think he was kidding a little bit there.
Yeah, he sounded like he was pretty serious about it, but you and I both know that that was no accident. That was not a wardrobe malfunction.
However, I will say this. We were not sure how much of the little posterior would be shown, and we were hoping and also thinking that it would be... quite a bit less than was exposed.
Yeah, the whole thing was exposed.
A little upset about that.
Along with the clock weights. We didn't see the clock weights, too, ma'am.
Yeah. You can say that again.
I heard he turned around, but they cut that out.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was holding the towel for him. And, you know, it's the human body, for heaven's sakes. And
yeah, he wasn't showing his Johnson.
Body, and he wasn't doing a Janet Jackson, or he wasn't doing anything.
It wasn't hard.
No, he wasn't doing anything really off color, I don't think.
No. Let's not minimize his butt too much. It's still his butt.
Yeah, but we actually really, truly didn't know how much we were hoping that, you know, it would just be a did I see that or didn't I type thing. But
yeah, that's before they...
to show a little bit more than he was pleased with. But did you actually read that bio in the big... souvenir booklet that we sell after the show. Did you read that?
Yeah, that's how I knew that you'd done some acting.
I'll tell you what's going on there.
And I have to confess, I actually looked for your picture on MrSkin.com, too.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, I thought maybe you had some weak moment earlier in your career, and I was going to take advantage of that.
Oh, shame on you.
Oh, well, you just that you know, you're a curvy.
Around, were you?
Oh, a curvy, man. Beautiful woman like you, Mrs. Rooney. I couldn't resist.
Enough's
enough with all that. Skin. Yeah, I was looking at Mr. Skin from Mrs. Rooney. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
And I was shut out.
Jan.
Oh, Jan.
Awfully formal, Mrs. Rooney, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
She knows about
Call
skin.
Her Jan.
Yeah, how did you know about Mr. Skin, Jan?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Now, how could you shut me out on Mr. Skin? That was disappointing.
Oh, you're making me blush.
We've been down you're this not, road before.
You're not blushing, Jan.
Not
oh, yes, I am.
Well, what do you, so Mickey, what should we do now, do you think, about Mickey?
Yeah, how do we get a hold of this guy?
Well, if you hold on, I'll go see if he's on a business call or if I can grab him.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm upstairs. Let me go check this out.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Michael and Drew, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Okay. So it took 30 minutes of warming her up to get to Mickey. Oh, God. That was, you know what? She was honestly getting turned on.
I know.
For
I
real.
Know.
I'm not kidding you.
I know. She's getting worked up.
That was turning my stomach. God. For the
yeah.
first time
oh, yeah.
in years, she was feeling something down there. I know she was.
He was the Liz Taylor of multiple marriage.
Hello.
Mickey.
Mickey.
Yeah, Michael and Drew.
Yeah, what? We are so disappointed. No commercial for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Oh, that's too bad. I was looking for. I got to. Well, I guess I wasn't looking all that forward to your rear end, but hey.
No, well, we didn't know that was going to happen. We were just having fun.
Yeah, you got to push the envelope once in a while.
Like sure. Like I was telling your wife, I heard it had a crack in it.
I don't doubt that.
A little stress fracture over time.
Yeah.
Hey, Mickey, we were debating this. When did you cross paths with Norma Jean Baker?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah. I said that was out at Ray Anthony's house.
But this was prior to her being Marilyn Monroe, wasn't it?
I gave her name.
That's right. That's what I thought.
She was Norma Jean, and you gave her Marilyn Monroe?
That's right.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You came up with that whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, why the name Marilyn Monroe? Is
Well, Marilyn, I told her that she had to change her name.
Uh-huh.
And I said there was a wonderful girl on the stage and a big star named Marilyn Miller.
Uh-huh.
And I think your first name should be Marilyn.
Uh-huh.
And she said, ooh. And then the phone rang, and it was my friend Monroe Manning who called me. And I said, I'll call you back, Monroe. And I hung up.
Gross.
And I said, she said, who were you talking to? I said, your last name.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What do you mean? Your name should be Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Good God.
And that's how that came about.
Now, do you get credit for that?
Why, certainly.
Because
well, that's good. You should.
I just read a bio about her, and they didn't mention anything about that.
How soon they forget.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
That's outrageous, because that's a critical thing. That's a big deal.
Yeah, well, so what?
I mean, that name will live in infamy.
Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, she wasn't, later on, she wasn't, unfortunately, the girl I knew.
So now you were going to have a Super Bowl party to show off your commercial, and now you're still going to have your Super Bowl party?
No, I got news for you. There'll be a lot of commercials there. We were just having fun and doing our best, and we don't know how it came out, but whatever the networks say, we'll accept that.
Were you surprised that they nixed it because of you?
No, I don't care what they do. I have no of that. I mean, my gosh, you know, I have no power over that.
I'm surprised they did that, because Fox pretty much goes along with anything.
Well, I don't know about that.
Their shows are pretty wild.
Yeah, well, everybody's wild.
But now the thing of it is that your butt was filmed, however, and I have to believe, you know how things, when they end up on film, they'll end up on the Internet, and I'm just wondering how soon it'll be before your rear end will be on the Internet.
Oh, I don't know. Those things, you can't control.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think that's kind of good. My butt will never end up on the Internet.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, there was a rumor that the way the towel dropped, you actually turned around to pick it up, and that was captured on film, too.
That is not true.
Oh,
that's not true.
Okay. Yeah, because there was talk, I don't know.
Yeah.
You might have wood or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
always
crazy.
Talk like that. But you know what? After all, there are more important things. The tsunami thing and...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
I know, Tsunami versus Rooney's Rack.
Yeah, come on. You know, and there's a time for that to stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, have you had about enough of it?
Sure have.
Yeah. Okay. Is that right? No, Ken, you're almost sick of even talking about it, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you had a stinger for a couple of days, and then you just move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the towel fell all the way. You know, you can almost see your clock weights, but not quite.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
you guys have a good time.
Hey, Mickey, it was great talking to Jan.
Thank you very much.
You have a wonderful wife, Mickey.
Yes, thank you. I know that.
Yeah, you give her my best, and
I will.
I'll call her on the private line.
And we're going to look for you, Mickey, down in Branson, huh?
Where?
You got a great show in Branson going.
We did it already.
Oh, you did it. Okay. Well, I'll catch the next one.
All right.
Okay, Mickey.
You can say that again. Right,
thanks a lot. Tell Jan, I'll call her on the private line.
Sends her best.
Yeah, I'll call her on the private line.
Oh, you got a big A.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Gross. Oh, you got a big A. I know you're going to be missing me when you got that big, white, wrinkly body on top of you with this loose skin and old... Gross. Gross.
Wow. Well, that's something else. His wife, Jan, is ready to talk all damn morning long. She's talking to him blue in the face. She's getting all sexually aroused and every other despicable thing.
You can say that again.
And Mickey comes on. He's all bummed out, disgusted with a commercial. He doesn't want to talk about his butt anymore.
I know.
That's the briefest I've ever heard him.
She knows what Mr. Skin is.
I know. And how could she know who Mr. Skin is?
Did you comment on his stinger? What did you say?
I didn't say
You said something about his clock weights hanging to the ground or something.
No, I did to him and to her.
You can say that again.
You know what? She knew what I was talking about.
He didn't enough about talking about his stinger.
Stinger, yeah. She knew what I was talking about with clock weights, too. Boy, was she a slut in her day?
Nah, she was probably a little wild. Come on, you're in Hollywood. You're with Mickey Rooney. He's been married to eight chicks.
Yeah.
Eight chicks. He was married to some hot chicks. Wasn't he married to Liz Taylor?
Mickey Rooney?
I don't know. I have to look that one up. I'm not sure. Liz Taylor, Mickey Rooney? That seems implausible, but thinking she was married to some pretty implausible people. She married some real losers.
Well, she got married to
Fisher.
Look how many divorces she went through. My God. I think she set the record.
Gross!
She was, I tell you what, though, there was a time she had her day. Wow.
The guy I know, him and her, got it on. Woo-wee!
Back in the phone.
Kenny G.
Sure is a nice day for November 22nd, 1963.
Damn nice day for a presidential motorcade.
Would you check out the fun bags on that broad by the grassy knoll?
Nice.
Jackie, I think those agents are checking out Babbage rather than looking out for my ass. Although that one on the grassy knoll does have a nice set of...
What was that?
Probably a balloon.
Man, the president's posture sure sucks. Why is he slumping all the time?
Holy sh!
30 years later.
Hello.
Hey, pal. How would you like to be standing over another dead president?
That's not gonna happen.
I hope you don't think that lame one-liner's gonna catch up.
That's not gonna happen either.
That's right, because you're gonna have a rendezvous with death.
And you're gonna have a rendezvous with my ass.
Yeah, right.
2 hours later at a Secret Service meeting.
Hey, this guy just called. Said he's gonna kill the president.
Okay, we'll handle it. You've already lost a president. Go chase some counterfeiters.
What's this broad doing on presidential detail?
A lot has changed since you got Kennedy killed, and you need a love interest.
Oh, right. Like I'm going to sleep with some prune-faced, balding old man who lost a president.
What if you found out I became an alcoholic and lost my wife?
I might sleep with you.
Okay, I went back on presidential detail.
Okay, but don't do anything stupid. 2 days later, at a rally for the president... Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the President of the United States.
Oh, my God. Somebody's got a gun. Cover the president. Sorry. It was a balloon.
You're off presidential detail.
Damn, this always happens in my movies.
1 day later...
Hello?
Hey, loser. Nice job. That balloon could have killed the president.
Why don't you just blow me?
I don't have time. I'm going to California to kill the president tomorrow.
But that barely gives me enough time to figure out who you are and get there in time to take the bullet.
Hey, here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
One day later in California...
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States!
Where's the seating chart?
What are you doing here?
There he is.
Oh my God, he saved the President!
Now will you stoop me?
Okay.
Go ahead, make me spray. Oh yeah, right there.
Thanks for sticking around to the end. I want to remind you guys out there to go to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Get your hair cut for the holiday season. You're going to see family you haven't seen in a while. And while you're going back to your hometown, you might see some hot chicks from your past. And you need a fresh fade. Do it. There's a bunch of locations, probably one near you right now. So just go there. Hit the button when you sign in, the one that says Drew and Mike. Don't do other people's ones. And don't forget to get 2023 in financial order by calling Luke Nowacki at MFC Pinnacle Wealth. Luke can set you up with investment opportunities, give you the tools to reach your financial goals. Call him at 248-663-4748. And finally, Pam, Public Adjusters of Michigan, for all your insurance claims. My former neighbor Marcus used Pam when some dude crashed his car into his house, and Pam hooked him up with a nice big payout. Call PamFirst.com or click the Pam logo on our website. That's DrewAndMikePodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy Mike Clark's rendition of Fart Air in Your Face. See ya!
Oh, no! No! No!
But Mike said,
welcome to the Motor City.
But Mike's been on
but Mike just said, don't talk, on top of me.
You got fart air on your face.
Fart air on your face.
You got fart air on your face.
And you dig it.
He is a butthole. He's like a living, walking butthole.
Bud Mike.
How dare you take an interview?
Because I know, somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Today.
Fart air on your face.
That was the attack of buttons.